Okay, this might be a good podcast topic because I was trying to think of an answer to the question this morning. I came up with one. There might not be more, so it might be a shitty topic. So I didn't want to do it on the air.
Let me rack my brain.
But you never know what may grow.
But it might be good, and if it is good, then we can sort of bring it back on NFL No Huddle and all that. But I was sitting watching Lamar and Derrick Henry last night just be awesome.
Yeah.
As everyone kind of knew they were going to be. It got off to a little bit of a slow start, as things do, but, I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing. Like, Lamar's playing better than he's ever played. Derrick Henry is a fucking absolute freak of nature, and together they're,
How Derrick Henry has stayed healthy his entire career is fucking mind-boggling.
I think it's he's just a different man. Yeah, he's just a different type of human.
Bigger and faster than everyone.
Than everybody.
Like,
in the biggest and fastest sport in the world.
Yeah. In a way that, everybody saw a guy like that in high school or something like that, but then they get to college and people catch up.
And then there's a couple in college who look like that.
And then every generation, there's like one or two guys in college and he was that guy. But then they get to the NFL and everybody catches up.
They settle in a little bit.
But then like once every 30 or 40 years, there's a guy like that it doesn't do that either. It's like Bo Jackson and I don't know who the other guy, Herschel Walker kind of, but you know what I mean? Like there's just every once in a while, there's that guy. He's him. He's that guy. Yeah. But my question was this, because they've both been awesome individually, independent of one another in their careers. Lamar's a two-time MVP. Derrick Henry is best running back of his generation. Then they got together and they formed this super friend thing.
Nuts.
That is like, it reminds me of Brady and Randy Moss in that period of time where they got together and it was just insane. What other ones are there? Like,
well, do you count like, I mean, I know Wade
like
was
mega power
there.
Type. Football players that were together?
It doesn't even have to be football.
Well, Wade was already there, but like LeBron and Bosh going to Miami.
Well, so was Brady and so was Lamar, but that's a good one.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Montana Rice.
But they were together the whole time.
Are you talking about
Schilling and Randy
who
Johnson?
Came together
that's
later
a good
on,
one.
Later on in their career?
I'm just thinking of guys that like had great careers anyway.
Right.
And then they found each other. At some point, mid-career, late-career, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it made this thing that was like, holy fuck, it's so cool these guys got to play together. And that feels like what we're getting right now with Lamar and Derrick Henry. It definitely was with Randy Moss and Brady. And it was a shooting star. Like, it only lasted.
Was it almost that with Jeter and A-Rod?
Yeah, almost. I guess. But
they did, well, yeah, 2009.
They did win a World Series, but
baseball's tough to
baseball's
have this
tough.
Discussion.
Pitchers make sense, but they also fucking hated each other. So it was like, you know, that was a different thing. That was interesting, but I don't know. Schilling and Randy Johnson for sure is a good one. Maddox came
he was still
a little later.
Right in the heart of a young prime.
I know, but he was a Cy Young Award winner before he got here.
Yeah,
and then you add him to those two guys. Like, that's kind of part of it. And then they were together for a long time, and that was really cool. I don't know. It was just something I was thinking about last night. I was like, this is so cool that this happened. I'm so glad Jerry Jones is an idiot because he wanted to be a Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Derrick Henry wanted to go. Now we get that duo.
He hit 21.7 miles an hour.
Is that how fast he was going?
And holy Aikman shit. Is like, you see this guy's off-season workouts, you can tell. I'm like, nah, man. Like, a lot of people can do those workouts and not come anywhere fucking close to 21.7.
Yeah, I know. I saw an interview with some I guess Antonio Brown has a podcast or something, which not everybody needs a podcast.
Home and Auto. That's Derrick Henry's workout in Home and Auto.
But he had Tyreek Hill on there, and he's like, how can kids become the cheetah? And I was like, well, stop. You can't
work like that,
man. You can't.
Some people are
he was like,
blessed with speed.
Consistency. And my dad had me doing these workouts. And I'm sure that helped. But you got born with an ability that most people don't.
So you think that it is a trait that you're just born with? Is freakish athlete like that is?
I don't think you can just naturally train that into people.
There's absolutely nothing that I could have done in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I was ever going to be able to do. Or even,
well,
I couldn't have probably even worked my way to be a walk-on at a D1 school. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. Like, it's just nuts how, you know, everybody comes out a baby from 6 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, but like, you know how, in high school, in some of those like country high schools, you'll hear the kids be like, where'd you get your speed? Like, yeah, man, as kids, we chased rabbits and chickens. Like, yeah, But so did your fucking neighbors, man.
And they didn't
where
catch
are they?
Them. Yeah.
Like, where are they?
Everybody
like,
down there did.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't catch them.
Like, yeah. Just you.
I know. They always try to make it something more complicated than. And I'm not saying hard work obviously has a lot to do with
but
it.
But there's
it
some
takes and mentality. It takes both. It takes both. And I feel like the sad part probably is there's some people that worked their asses off and just didn't quite have it. And that is what it is.
Right.
But then there's people that probably did have it. And just kind of never knew because they never got the opportunity or whatever. Like, you know, it's just so many things have to happen in the right way, in the right order, in order for you to figure out that. I mean, you have
and
to.
Sometimes there is no right way or right order. Like,
well, sometimes you just got born in the 1700s.
The female who just ran a new world record in the marathon ran a 4:58 pace for the whole fucking thing. Like, there's no level of training my sister could do to run a 4:58 pace.
Nope.
Like,
for 1 mile.
She was pretty fast. She
but still.
But yeah.
You know?
So you think that person was born with that ability and then just found running?
And then you fine tune it. There's some ability there.
Do you think that this woman could have been great at another sport?
Depends on the sport.
If you think she was born with the ability
depends
to
on
do
the
these
sport.
Things.
Right, but then
maybe
I think
she could have been a great softball player too.
Maybe. But I think like certain skill sets translate.
Like, could Derrick Henry have been as good of a Jesus? He's fucking huge, but I mean, shit. So is damn Aaron Judge. Could Derrick Henry had he found baseball, the love for baseball?
Maybe
could he have?
Probably,
potentially,
so? Probably.
But again, different skill sets.
Because I just think the best athletes are going to be the best at whatever the most popular sport is. Like, there's a reason why the guys in the 30s and 40s and 50s that played baseball. That were the best at it.
Because you could drink.
Look a lot like the guys that now play football. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, the guys that were
I'm not
big...
sure any football players now look like Babe Ruth did back then. But
no, that's not what I mean.
I know,
mean, like, the real athletes that played baseball. Like, there's a reason, like, why Willie Mays is kind of built like the best running backs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just the baseball was more popular, so the best athletes played that. Now, basketball and football are, and so the best athletes play that here. I mean, in other countries, obviously, it's different sports. But I just think there's also just something to, like, it's not a coincidence that the majority of the greatest distance runners in the world are born at high altitude in Kenya. You know?
Right.
Like, there's something about genetics and nature and nurture and also the culture of training and all that kind of stuff that lends itself to being great at that.
I don't know, like, going back to Derrick Henry, the speed thing for him has always been what's most impressive. Like, you can build up strength and size, and, like, the fact that he has that and is still...
And can run fucking
like
4.4 speed.
Over everyone on the field. Like, no one catches him from
behind.
The
one guy caught him last night.
That was from an angle, though.
I know.
It wasn't from behind.
I know.
He saw a guy that
coming,
was close
though.
To him from behind, and he was pulling away.
And he was
and
like,
the guys that could catch him from behind probably just can't tackle him from
certainly
behind.
Certainly not.
He's so much bigger than
don't
they
want
are.
To right. in open
field. No, there's definitely some business decisions
like,
to get made.
Like, do you think Tyreek Hill could tackle Derrick Henry? He could catch him. You think he could tackle
him? He'd have
him?
To tackle him the way the guy tackled
like,
him last night,
yeah.
which is hit him
yeah,
at
low,
an angle
yeah.
on his
but
legs.
Like, I mean, the speed at that size is wild.
It's
like
ridiculous.
It really
it's
is.
Almost
crazy.
It is
dangerous.
It is
for
dangerous
everybody else.
For everybody else. Yeah, I think, and you know,
who
not
laid
to take anything away from
day?
Him, but
Mahomes.
Yeah,
Mahomes
yeah.
trucked
the guy.
Somebody. He fucking trucked a dude. I'm like, yo, one awesome, but two, like, franchise quarterback, man. Like, don't lower your shoulder into a linebacker in the middle of the field.
How many yards has Derrick Henry run for in his career at this point? Do we know? Somewhere around 10,000 or something like that?
No, it's got to be more than that.
Is it more than that?
It's got to be.
All right, let's look it up. Let's look it up. Because my question is...
I was going to say 14.3.
All right.
I that's a random
because 10,000 is kind of always the it's like the big...
He has to have had 7,000-yard seasons with
he's
some
got,
of those at
he's got 10,375. Yeah.
I would have thought way more.
10,000 is a massive number for running backs.
How many years has he been in the league?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is his ninth year.
So it'll be at 10,000. That's yeah.
I would have thought it was more still.
First couple years, I guess. What the fuck was going
he was a
on?
Backup
in 2016 and 2017.
He was a backup.
Who was he backing up?
It was
Johnson? Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Was he?
I think it was.
God, what a crazy. That's a backfield of guys that both have 2,000 yards.
See, and that's why people say that, you know, he's going to run longer than most running backs do, because for the first couple of years of his career, he was not used.
Yeah, he only had...
His legs are fresher.
110 carries his rookie year, 175 carries his second year. And then he goes 215, 303, 378, 219, 350.
378 carries. That's nuts.
And again, that's probably not even top 10 ever, because they used to just give the guys the ball.
Like, also, most of these teams kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing his this to teams that kind of sucked.
His but, like, remember? Sucked.
Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
He wasn't even he wasn't anywhere. He was, like, 3 years after the Super Bowl team, wasn't he?
When did they go to the
Super Rams? Bowl? That was, like, I don't know, one-ish?
Oh, God. Yeah, he was way after that.
Yeah.
He didn't come in the league till 16.
Yeah, you're...
Oh, you're talking Rams?
Like Rams Titans.
Steve McNair? Oh, that was, like...
Way after.
Shit.
Like, the tackle at the one?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, that might have been the 90s. I don't know.
A whole generation.
That might have been the 90s.
So that's as close as that team has sniffed a Super Bowl. We've never been on a good team.
For sure. But my question. Okay, so he's got about 10,000. How many of those yards have been because guys just said, fuck this? I don't want to hit that guy. Just like, how many of those yards are business decisions? And I'm not trying to take anything away from him, because he earned that by running hard and being
a
savage. I'm going
to say none.
You don't think so?
No. No one fucking Olayed him.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe like four yards at the end of a run at the goal line or something, but
yeah. I think that
I'm not saying that many of them.
Put my body online to tackle him at the two, and it's going to be first and goal from the two.
But like, over the course of 10,000 yards, I bet a couple hundred of them are guys just being like,
or they'll try like a glancing blow or a low blow.
I think it's more by guys choose how to tackle him and then miss that tackle.
Because I think you can make a missed tackle look better. Like, uh-oh. I think
Hear this.
I think Antoine Winfield missed a tackle at the start of that big run that he had last night and sold it because he didn't want to fucking meet that
dude.
He
dove at him.
Nah!
He dove at him.
He flopped backwards.
He glancing blowed him.
He flopped backwards because he didn't want to. You want that smoke in the open field, which I don't blame him for, because fuck that. I don't want to touch that guy.
I think he wants to go on playing for the rest of his career.
Can I give you a nice little rules change here? I think slide tackling should be legal in the NFL.
Like sliding into somebody's feet?
Yeah.
Like if you soccer?
No way.
Like tripping.
Yeah.
But first of all, slide tackling.
Tripping the ball carrier should be legal.
Slide tackling in soccer is not legal if you hit the guy.
No, it's a red card, isn't it?
You got to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you got to be clean.
Slide tackling the guy is a penalty.
Yeah. He doesn't have the ball. He should be able to trip guys.
You shouldn't.
Be able to trip guys, man. You drop toe hold him
without
at the
50. Being your hands. I mean, yeah.
If the weight difference is enough, like if you're a kicker, you should be able to trip guys.
Kicker, by the way, you'll see every once in a while a kicker just does it because he's got no other option.
Dude, kickers will trip guys.
He's like, fuck it, I'll take the penalty.
No, dude, last year.
He just fucking sticks a leg out.
It was either last year or the year before, the Washington kicker tripped a guy on a kick return.
Austin Seibert at the time, maybe?
No, Washington Huskies. I think it was whoever the guy, Hunter Henry, or not Hunter Henry, something Henry. Whatever his name is.
On my fantasy bench.
He tripped a guy on a kick return.
Yeah, you know why?
Saved a touchdown.
Because Antonio
and they got
Brown
off the field.
Foot punted a fucking Browns kicker, and no one is ever going to try and square up.
Sometimes taking an obvious penalty is the right thing to do. Like Luis Suarez in the World Cup. He handballed the ball on the goal line.
Yeah, he gets red carded. They miss the penalty.
They miss the penalty, and they win the game. Yeah, so ultimately it was the right choice.
Yeah, I don't – I mean – and sometimes officials just miss it, too.
Sometimes they miss it.
Super freak.